Okay. Wayne, maybe I could ask you a little bit about your thoughts on Seymour Hersh's recent article where he says inside sources have told him the U.S. government's planning airstrikes on Iran, or at least making preparations for such a set of strikes.
Well, I'm not certain who Seymour Hersh's sources are, and I would never ask him, but similar sources spoke to me right before the election, and I wrote about this, that there were absolute plans to hit Iran as an October surprise before the November 2nd election, and that the plans included using the USS John F. Kennedy as the major center for conducting the airstrikes. It was the center of the task force. There was a meeting Rumsfeld attended on the Kennedy, where he talked to defense ministers from only a partial number of nations involved with the coalition willing, because even the British were not going to support this effort on Iran. But this, I think Seymour Hersh is correct. His sources are worried, obviously, in the intelligence community, the neoconservatives who are now going to be taking over the State Department under Condoleezza Rice are pushing for this confrontation with Iran. They want to undermine the European Union effort to get Iran to comply with international Atomic Energy Agency rules. But these people, it doesn't matter if Iran tomorrow decided to denuclearize and throw open all of its facilities to inspection, these people would still want to overthrow the government of Iran and place a U.S. puppet regime, maybe even the Shah's son, Reza Pahlavi too, who lives right here in the Washington area, back on the peacock throne.
Yeah, I do remember your article. We might have even spoken before the election about that very topic. What do you think about the theories that this was purposely leaked to throw a scare into the Iranian leaders, that the U.S. Military has no intention of carrying out the strikes, but the threat, the fear, in order to try and straighten out the regime over in Iran?
I think it's more likely that it was leaked to scare the neoconservatives, who are still in charge of U.S. defense and foreign policy and intelligence policy. Obviously, the people like Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle and Michael Ledeen and the others with the American Enterprise Institute and the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and the Hudson Institute, all these right-wing think tanks that are the nests of these crazy ideas that the Bush administration comes up with, have every intention of not only going into Iran, they also want to hit Syria, they want to attack President Chavez in Venezuela, they want to go into Cuba, they want to go into North Korea. These people are basically looking for what they spelled out in their original policy document, Project for a New American Century, and now we see their roadmap being carried out with these plans to launch air attacks and land commandos inside Iran.
What about the other theory that's about that this really is not so much about policy differences between CIA and the Pentagon, but just about a turf war?
Well, I think that with Porter Goss now at the CIA and Rumsfeld still at the Pentagon, at that level anyway, there's not so much of a policy difference. Porter Goss is exactly the kind of person Bush wanted over there. That's why he's conducting purges, a huge purge of everyone in the CIA who never agreed with the invasion of Iraq, who don't think it's a good idea to go into Iran. And so that's what we're seeing now. So I think at the lower levels of both the Pentagon and the CIA, the career people know that this is an awful mistake, and I'm sure whoever is leaking the information about the plans to attack Iran and what's in store for Syria and other places are doing so because they want to inform the American public of what's afoot.
The Bush administration, the neocons, certainly got a surprise in what they thought was going to be the quote-unquote cakewalk in Iraq. If they do carry out airstrikes against Iranian nuclear facilities and other military facilities, what do you think the consequences will be? What will be the blowback?
Well, we're going to probably see a tripling of the body bags coming home, our troops coming out of that part of the Middle East. That also destabilized Iraq. As expected, the Shias will probably gain a majority in the new Iraqi legislature. They will an attack on their brethren, their fellow Shias in Iran, will inflame passions. And not only will we be facing the Sunni resistance, we'll be facing possibly a united Sunni Shia resistance in Iraq and a real bloodbath in Iran. Iran has cruise missiles from China capable of delivering warheads. Possibly, if they have nuclear warheads, they may use them. But nevertheless, they still have the ability to go after some of our ships in the Persian Gulf and our ships in the Arabian Sea. So an attack on Iran will not be like an attack on Iraq, because Iraq, of course, had been basically their forces had been curtailed by UN resolutions. They had no weapons of mass destruction. They had no active air force. Iran has all those things.
Do you think that now that this whole plan, the alleged plan to commit airstrikes against Iran has been leaked to the mainstream press here in this country, do you think they'll still carry out these attacks? Or do you think the leak will screw up their plans?
Well, there were leaks about the planned, what was it planned for Iraq, and it didn't seem to deter the administration. I really don't think that this will deter the administration. The only thing that will deter this administration is when we have mass casualties, we inflame the Shias in Iraq, we'll double or triple our casualties in Iraq. We would be in for a Vietnam times five as far as casualties are concerned. Shias would also be inflamed in places like Lebanon, and that would impact on any negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. We would be in a total mess, possibly a very wide scale, large scale regional Middle East war could result on from an attack on Iran.
It seems the neocons, if they're really planning to do this, have learned no lessons about unintended consequences.
I don't think these people care. Obviously, the neocons are ideologues. They don't care about public opinion. Bush doesn't care about public opinion, because not one person was fired that was responsible for this awful strategy in going into Iraq. The only people who were casualties were people who urged caution, people like Colin Powell, people like Brent Scowcroft, who has been fired as the head of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board. These are the people who have been fired, and now basically the neocons feel they have a carte blanche. Bush says he himself sees his reelection as a mandate, and that the policy on invading Iraq was the proper thing.
What do you think the protests here today on Inauguration Day will have on the national debate about Iraq, the planned attacks on Iran, and other issues?
Well, I think it's important, because obviously in Washington, the Republican fat cats are in town. They think they own this town right now, this Inauguration Day. And this just, I think, goes to show people that this is not their party. There's counter-inauguration demonstrations. There's counter-inaugural ball going on, and this is not the Republicans. This is not their city today, and it's certainly doesn't represent anything like a mandate for what they think Bush has gotten out of this yet another fraudulent election.
All right, well, Wayne, thank you very much.